Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. This is your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we are talking about healing a leaky gut. And before I get into that, I also want to say that we are still accepting registrants for the beta group, which is the initial group for the web class on September 7th, the Brain Builders Master Class. Everyone that attends, it's 100% free because it's the first group. It's going to start September 7th and be a consecutive six Fridays, so it's six different lessons total. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific time every Friday starting on the 7th. All the attendees will get a complimentary cognitive assessment from the Cambridge Brain Sciences Institute, and that's all based on your particular condition. If you've had concussions, PTSD, if you're concerned about Alzheimer's, dementia, things like that, there's specific online tests that they do in order to see what your cognitive ability is. And that's a great way to get a baseline so that at the end of the class, you can retake the assessment to see what your progress is. So it's really exciting, and we're going to have some celebrity guests and things like that. So it's really going to be a lot of fun. So you can register for that at bit.ly/brainbuilders with an S. It's bit.ly/brainbuilders with an S. So now, we have a lot of information to cover in a short amount of time today, so we're going to talk about healing the gut, and this is Dr. Bredesen's approach, and I'm going to throw in my two cents here and there as well. So healing the gut. There are several ways to heal the gut. There are whole books and websites on this, but we're going to summarize the key points. Healing the gut is critical for most of us since leaky gut is too common. If your Cyrex Array 2 is positive, and the Cyrex Array is a test that you can get online and will let you know if you have a leaky gut, and the Cyrex Array 2 will let you know if you have food sensitivities, bloating, constipation, or loose stools, you likely have a leaky gut. Okay? Oh, actually, if you have those, you pretty much know you have a leaky gut. You don't need the Cyrex Array 2 for that. And that means that the integrity of your gut lining has been compromised. Now, healing your gut reduces systemic inflammation and improves nutrient absorption and enhances immune responses and supports an optimal microbiome, thus increasing the products of the microbiome, such as some hormones and neurotransmitters. It is a key tactic, a key critical tactic in the prevention and reversal of cognitive decline. We've got to heal that gut. Now, the first step to healing the gut lining is understanding the problem. Now, eliminating and minimizing these is the way you're going to help solve them. Now, here's a list of some of the potential things that can actually cause leaky gut. Sugar is the number one thing that can cause leaky gut, and sugar is just rampant in everything in the American diet. There's sugar in everything. It's ridiculous. So you need to be really careful of sugar. Allergy or sensitivity to gluten or other grain allergens, such as dairy or other foods. An allergy or sensitivity to chemicals, such as those found in processed foods, such as sodas, artificial sweeteners, preservative dyes, binders, and such. Herbicides such as glyphosate, which are found in French fries. Sorry to say, all the people that love the French fries at the fast food places, but you've just got to get away from those because it's just terrible for your gut. Pesticides, obviously, you don't want to have any of those. And that's because if you're eating vegetables that have pesticides sprayed on them, you need to make sure that you're really washing your vegetables and they are organic and non-GMO. Everything you can to make them as healthy as possible. And that leads us to the other cause of leaky gut, which is GMO foods. Genetically modified organisms, almost all corn nowadays is genetically modified. Soybeans, they're genetically modifying them. And the sad thing is they try to say, oh, we're doing that so that we can make more of them. They're resistant to insects and things like that, so, to other pests while we're growing them. So it makes it easier for us to harvest a larger amount. But the reason they do that is because the way they genetically modify them is they're producing their own pesticides. I mean, it's insane. So they make the food toxic because the bugs won't eat them, eat the food. So it's like, oh, you got more of the food. Yeah, because the bugs won't even eat it, but then they're feeding it to us. So it's insane. So do not eat any genetically modified foods. And the only way to know that you're not eating genetically modified is to make sure that you're eating non-GMO foods. And unfortunately, usually the non-GMO foods are more expensive. But, I mean, what's your health worth? Can't put a price on that, can you? Alcohol, that's another thing that can cause leaky gut. Antibiotics, that's a huge one that we've always known that antibiotics can cause leaky gut. Orally or in any animal-based foods sourced from concentrated animal feeding operations. So if it is a non-free-range chicken or any kind of beef that's not organic, grass-fed, it's going to have antibiotics, and that's going to cause leaky gut. Here's another one. I mean, it's insane. Anti-inflammatories such as aspirin or other NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen or steroids. So this is something I used to give talks on this all the time, how aspirin, how everybody was like, oh, take an aspirin a day and it'll be great and keep you from having a stroke and all this stuff. No, that there are so many horrible things that aspirin can cause in your system. And it was just another example of Big Pharma trying to say, oh, you need this every day just as a preventative. That is, it causes leaky gut and causes a wide range of other issues, which leads to cognitive impairment and things like that. So you do not want to be taking any anti-inflammatories. Plus, as I mentioned last week or yesterday in our last episode, that it actually, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatories block proteoglycan production, which is the basis of cartilage. So it's going to cause you to have more inflammation, more arthritis in your joints because you're taking these medications. It's insane. Stress. Now, stress is another thing. If you have high stress, you're going to have high cortisol. That's going to lead to leaky gut, and that is a no-no. So you have to find ways to deal with your stress, yoga, meditation, prayer, whatever works for you, but you need to take some time for yourself just to deep breathe. The diaphragmatic breathing is really important, like we talked about before. So now, in addition to eliminating or minimizing these potential insults to the gut, there are complementary measures for gut healing. One method is bone broth. Dr. Axe talks about that a lot, and bone broth is safe and physiological. In fact, many ancestral and traditional cultures that consume minimal meat, such as the Okinawan people, who are known for their longevity, are very assiduous in their use of animal bones, providing a source of cartilage, tendons, and bone marrow that release collagen, many amino acids such as glutamine and glycine, minerals, and vitamins that actually help to seal the gut and thus strengthen the intestinal barrier. So that literally seals up the holes in your leaky gut. So it's really important. Bone broth is something that you should look into. And they have that, like I said, Dr. Axe has some powdered bone broth that you can do. You can actually get your own, make your own bone broth. It's just, it's really super, super good for you. So many of these cultures would keep a pot simmering all day and use the broth as a base for their soups, stews, and other dishes. Some groups advocate drinking bone broth for a period of time ranging from 1 day to 3 weeks while eliminating, then reintroducing foods one at a time. Others use bone broth as an adjunct to the KetoFlex 12-3 diet, and that is a ketogenic diet where you have the 12-hour fast from the time you finish dinner to when you eat breakfast the next day. Now, you can buy bone broth sourced from organic pasteurized or pastured animals or wild-caught fish, or you can make your own. There are several excellent websites that discuss methods to purchase or make your own bone broth, such as scdlifestyle.com, kettleandfire.com, Chris Kresser, K-R-E-S-S-E-R.com. And if you don't find bone broth to your liking, because personally I tried it, the powdered bone broth, and I mean it was okay, but it wasn't really that great. There are workarounds and shortcuts, just as there are for most elements of this RECODE protocol. Now, some people take colostrum capsules or L-glutamine capsules or zinc carnosine, all of which help heal the gut. Another approach is to follow a diet that uses specific carbohydrates to allow gut healing, called the SCD diet. And you can look at that on draxe.com/SCD-diet. Now, regardless of whether you heal your gut with bone broth, colostrum, L-glutamine, or the SCD diet, after 3 to 4 weeks, your gut should be healing. Now, have yourself retested for leaky gut by the Cyrex Array or other method to make sure it is now healed. If it has indeed healed, you can now include probiotics and prebiotics in your diet. Now, if you take probiotics when your gut is still leaky, then you run the risk of leaking the bacterial fragments into your bloodstream, which can increase inflammation. So this is something like cleaning and repairing a leaky fishbowl, so which is healing your gut. So that allows you to add fish, which is the probiotics, and fish food, which are prebiotics. This is something that people aren't really aware of. So the best way to do this is with foods. Basically, you get your probiotics or bacteria from fermented foods such as sauerkraut, which is delicious, and kimchi, and your prebiotics from fiber-rich foods such as jicama, onions, leeks, and garlic. So just because it gives you bad breath doesn't mean it's bad for you. Got to throw down that garlic. If you do take a probiotic capsule in addition to these foods, you want to use a probiotic that contains 30 billion total colony-forming units, or CFU, which represents live bacterial counts, to 50 billion CFU. Dr. David Perlmutter, a neurologist and the author of BrainMaker, recommends including the 5 species of bacteria that I'm going to talk about here in just a second. Our time is running short, so I got to hurry. So once you have optimized your gut microbiome, you should experience no bloating, constipation, or diarrhea, and you will have removed an important source of inflammation. You will also eliminate toxins more efficiently. And more important, you will have taken a major step towards improving cognition. So here are the 5 core species of bacteria that are recommended for probiotics. We have Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus acidophilus, that's a pretty common one, Lactobacillus brevis, Bifidobacterium lactis, and Bifidobacterium longum. Those are the 5 that you need to make sure you're incorporating in there. Now that your gut is healed and your gut microbiome is optimized, it is time to address another, and where cognitive decline is concerned, potentially even more important microbiome, the rhinosinusal microbiome in your nose and sinuses. As any cocaine user will tell you, I'm assuming, the quickest way to the brain is through the nose. Microbes have also figured this out, and we are finding many examples in which the nose, throat, and sinuses are affected by chronic rhinosinusitis, which is inflammation of the nose and sinuses. The culprits are often mold species and or bacteria, such as Marcons, which is staph bacteria that forms protective coatings called biofilms and are resistant to many antibiotics. Biofilms are bacterial igloos that shield bacteria from antibiotics, making them much more difficult to eradicate. Now, it's not only sinus and nasal microbiome itself that has access to the brain. So do the products that microbes secrete, which can destroy molecules in the brain that support neurons and synapses. Therefore, if your lab results indicate an increase in C4A, this is a component of your immune system that goes up with exposure to biotoxins. If you have symptoms suggestive of type 3 Alzheimer's disease, or if you have chronic sinus problems, it is important to address the microbiome of your sinuses and nasopharynx. The approach is simple and stepwise. For additional information, you may wish to consult Dr. R. Shoemaker's website, survivingmold.com, or to be evaluated by one of the physicians certified in Dr. Shoemaker's protocols. So, that is how to heal the gut in a very quick overview. I gave you several sources, websites for that, which is great. I hope you found it very useful. I appreciate you listening into these episodes. I am also working on an app that you can download on your phone, which is going to give you access to everything, all this great information, and special bonuses as well. And I just I'm so excited. Next time, we're going to talk about hormones and hormonal imbalances and how that can affect your cognitive function and what you can do about it.